This weekend in Caldwell, Idaho Democrats meet for their state convention. On Wednesday, Will Reed spoke with Van Beachler, first vice chair of the Idaho Democratic Party. They spoke about last May's primary, the convention, and how the party is handling the influx of energy brought by progressive candidates like Paulette Jordan.
How is the Democratic establishment adjusting to Jordan's progressive energy?
Well, you know, I think we're all really embracing it. We haven't seen this sort of enthusiasm in almost, what, like 15 years with voter turnout. So we're all really excited, hitting the ground running. We have field organizers all over the state. We have progressive candidates running all over the state. And so, you know, we're like, yeah, this is fantastic. We're running with it.
Even if she doesn't pull off a victory against Brad Little, what sort of downstream effects do you see this energy having? I mean, will it influence other elections in the state?
I definitely think it will. I think we're going to see higher voter turnout, down ballot, everywhere, even rural places in the state. I think it's going to be a really, really great thing, and I look forward to picking up a few seats for sure.
One theme across the country with these more progressive candidates as they're winning primaries is sort of a fear on the part of more centrist Democrats that progressive policies will alienate possible swing voters. How do you think that dynamic plays out in a place like Idaho where registered Republicans outnumber Democrats, Republicans outnumber Democratic lawmakers?
I think fear always comes with change. I think ultimately we're going to come out ahead on this as Democrats in Idaho. I think this midterm election will be a big one for us. And to kind of ease some of those fears when we take back a few of those seats.
So your keynote speaker at the convention this weekend is Jason Kander. He's a former Missouri Secretary of State. Why was he invited? And what about his message do you think will resonate with Idaho Democrats?
I mean, he's fantastic. He's a dynamic speaker. He's young. He gets people energized. He is president of the Let America Vote, that's looking to, fight voter suppression and that sort of thing. I think he is a great person to get people excited about this election. We're thinking he'll be great to help our momentum and get people excited and about being involved in Democratic politics here in Idaho.
You mentioned that Kander is the president of an organization, Let America Vote, which is interested in preventing voter suppression. Is that an issue that we see here in Idaho and something that Democrats are worried about?
I think it's an issue that we're not safe from. I think it's an issue that we're seeing all across the country, especially in marginalized communities, in communities of people of color, in immigrant communities and that sort of thing. I think it's something that we need to be facing very directly and head on and be preventative about, because it's the key to our democracy, right? So I think we're being extremely proactive or trying to be preventative and trying to address things when they come up.
Last election, Democrats lost a few seats in the legislature. What's your strategy to prevent further losses and win back lost seats?
Well, you know, we're in a really unique position right now where we have field organizers all over the state identifying new voters and unaffiliated voters. And so we definitely have targeted races. We're expecting to pick up, a few that we lost in 2016 and hopefully a few more than that. Can't really give away our strategy.
That's fair. Do you have a strategy or plan for building up a backbench of Democratic candidates?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely encourage people to run for any seats that, you know, they feel they can make a difference, whether it be school board or the hundreds of state boards and commissions that there are, to start learning the process, making a difference where they can and start developing those leadership skills. And we support those candidates, you know, in any way we can. We view ourselves as an organization that helps people. So that's kind of what we're focusing on right now. Let's get people in where they can make a difference and build those skill sets.
That was Van Beachler, first vice chair of the Idaho Democratic Party, speaking with reporter Will Reed. This is Boise State Public Radio News.